Welcome to this day in history class from howstuffworks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson, and it's September 27th. On this day in 1237, the Treaty of York formally established the border between Scotland and England. Prior to the 1100s, neither England nor Scotland was really what we would think of as a nation. They were more like a collection of associated clans and tribes and kingdoms. Even when there was a monarch, that monarch wasn't ruling over one coalesced, unified entity that had a common law that applied to all of it, and a people living there who had a sense of a national identity. England developed into a nation as we think of it first, with Æthelstan uniting most of the nation at the end of the 10th century, and then this sense of a unified national identity followed from there. Scotland started to coalesce into a unified nation a little bit later, in the 12th and 13th centuries. Until that time, the people that we think of as Scots and sometimes even describe as Scots really thought of themselves as Gaels, and they had in their minds more in common with Ireland than with England. But again, we're still an associated collection of different tribes and kingdoms and peoples, not so much one unified nation. Even before these two nations were really nations, though, there was a general sense that they were different from each other. And there was a border between them, or at least the idea of a border. And there were some efforts to mark that border in various ways, including, for example, Hadrian's Wall. The border that was outlined in the Treaty of York was the Solway to Tweed line. It goes from the Solway Firth in the west to the River Tweed in the east. And this treaty was signed by Henry III of England and Alexander II of Scotland, who were brothers-in-law. They were brothers-in-law because Alexander II had married an English princess, which is something that his son would also do to try to build up the connections between England and Scotland. By signing this treaty, Alexander willingly gave up Scotland's claims to Northumberland. Scotland had been claiming parts of Northumberland for a couple of generations. This line, or at least part of it, had been considered to be the border before this point, but the treaty was what really formalized it. The idea that that was where the border was goes all the way back to the year 1018, after the Battle of Carham, which put the border at the River Tweed. This treaty, though, did leave a stretch of debatable lands in the western part of the island north of Carlisle, which really remained in dispute. Powerful clans controlled these debatable lands for centuries, and they tended to be quite lawless. There were border reavers. There was a lot of cross-border raiding of cattle and other livestock. After drawing this border with the Treaty of York, Scotland was its own independent kingdom for a while, but really not for very long. After the death of Alexander III, there was an interruption in the line of succession that almost led to a civil war, and then Edward I of England invaded, and this led to the Scottish Wars of Independence. This was part of a long series of disputes and wars between England and Ireland, and they were united as Great Britain in the Acts of Union in 1707. At that point, they had the same monarch since 1603, which was when James VI, King of Scotland, had ascended to the English throne after the death of Queen Elizabeth I. And really, these disputes had been going on for hundreds of years before the Treaty of York. Between 1040 and 1746, almost every English monarch either invaded Scotland or fought off an invasion from Scotland. And you may notice that 1746 is after the Acts of Union of 1707. So there was just a lot of back and forth during all of these centuries. And in all that time, though, the border that was set down in the Treaty of York has pretty much stayed as it was in 1237, with a few revisions, such as Berwick-upon-Tweed, which existed as a free burg until formally becoming part of Northumberland in 1885. This makes the line outlined in the Treaty of York one of the oldest surviving political borders in the world. Thanks to Eves Jeffcoat for her research work on today's episode and to Tari Harrison for all of her audio work on this podcast. You can subscribe to this Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. You can tune in tomorrow for the birth of a famous name that sounds fictitious, but definitely was not.